Blog Talk Radio. on the phone on this Facebook Live. He can't call me on my cell phone because I'm using my cell phone live for to do the Facebook Live. That's why I gave him the phone number to call in, 310-861-2354. That's 310-861-2354. I'm going to look at it and make sure I gave it right. 310-861-2354. So, Elder Bobby Brown, if you could call in on that number, we could still have the service, because we're not going to let the enemy of our soul get in on messing up our program. Because one thing we do know, that he will try. He will try to mess up the program if he can. You know, so it's still saying, can't bring you on the camera at this time. I don't know why, but, you know, we're gonna let God do what he do. And we're going to just go on and do what we do. Because one thing I do know, the enemy of our soul don't want that young man praying. Because he can get oppressed. Elder Bobby, are you on the line?
Elder Bobby, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Good. Well,
yes, I'm online.
Facebook, if you can hear Elder Bobby, please say something. Because Elder Bobby, if you're looking at me on Facebook, you need to mute Facebook so that we won't get feedback. So we're going to get feedback.
Okay. So,
Gotcha.
Okay. Because it won't let me bring you on camera. I don't know why. But, yeah, if you're looking at the Facebook Live as well as on the phone, we will get feedback,
yeah.
And it will be like I'm double talking. And, yeah, so we're going to make sure that we're going to hit the enemy in the head on tonight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm so glad that you're able to join us and participate in the program on tonight, because this is Smile 3E. It is a family, you know, ministry. And we all were raised up in the church. We were all raised up under the Pentecostal belief, you know, non-denominational, but we always say we're Pentecostal, sanctified. And I'm in Chicago. Share with our listeners where you're from and who you are. Give them a little bit about your background before we go into prayer, please, Elder.
No problem. I'm glad to be here. I'm Elder Bobby Brown. I'm coming from Detroit, Michigan, speaking to you on the airwaves, and I'm just happy to be here with you here. You know, we are looking forward for greater things in this new year. We're thankful for God bringing us over to a new year. So if you can hear me clearly, give me a thumbs up so I can know if I need to change rooms, or if you can give me a thumbs up. I see you. I see your face. And I'm speaking into the phone, so I'm ready. You know, the word let us know that be also ready. We grew up in the church. He was right. We was a mess, but God turned that mess, and now we just a holy mess. How about that?
How about that? Yes. Bobby, tell them how close you are with growing up into the church. What type of leadership in your household did you grow up under? Share that with them.
Well, I grew up under a sanctified preacher, a pastor, a superintendent, a man of God that lived the life that he preached about. He was my example, my mentor, and not only my father in the gospel, but he was also my natural father. And I pray each night that I thank God for honoring them, even when they're not here no more, because the Bible told us to honor our parents so our life will be long on this earth. That didn't just stop when they was just living, but now they are gone. I still honor them because of the example that I had. You know, when you see God moving your parents, even in church, when the message came, he'd look at me as a child and say, I don't know why my son is always crying when I preach, but that's the effect of the gospel. It convicts you. Even at a young age, I was convicted by the message that he preached. Now, we're talking about a man that came from Mississippi, didn't have an education, couldn't read, but my mother, my mother's mother, my grandmother taught him how to read. But if you ever heard him preach, you will believe that he graduated from Stanford, Harvard, or some other university. But God elevated him and gave him the ability to reach people. When the people of God had came from Mississippi and started coming up north, he brought a lot of families up with him, formed churches. The church was formed in the backyard, where the preachers got together that was called of God. Before there was a building, there was a church. And they started in the backyard holding service. And the preachers got together and they preached the word of God. Okay, my wife split the screen for me here.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, you could end the blog talk. That way we won't have the feedback.
Okay.
Now, as I was saying, hi, everybody.
Hey.
There's a face with the voice. And I give honor to God, first of all, who's ahead of my life, who give me great joy to be here, finding me saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious spirit of his Holy Ghost. I'm happy today because finding me yet saved, sanctified,
yeah,
have a mind to run on to see what the end is going to be. That was just the old people. Young people don't know nothing about that. We got all these new songs now, but I'm still a carrier. You know, just speaking about being a carrier, you know, we looking into this pandemic and you being a carrier of COVID-19, I'm a carrier. Yeah. I'm a carrier of the gospel.
Amen.
I'm a carrier of the old school.
That's
I'm a carrier of faith.
Yeah.
I have spiritual ability. I have the understanding of my eyes open, which was spoke about in Ephesians, having your eyes of your understanding open. And see, that will make us remember the old path and consider the ways of the old path, that we don't get in this trend of this new church, or this new era, or not forgetting the way that our parents come, because the same way they came, we're going to have to travel that same road. The Bible said, arm yourself likewise. That means that whatever the old saints went through, they followed Jesus.
That's it.
They was a carrier of the cross.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a carrier. You are a carrier of the gospel.
That's it. And
we tested positive.
Yeah. And I don't want no shot. Hey.
I want everybody here. We test the positive for our faith, for our spiritual knowledge, you know, because I'm praying for you. You know, I'm praying for the move of God because he said, go ye out to all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't tell his disciples to sit in the four walls. He told them to go out. And also, when he left, he said, I pray for y'all that you don't get taken out of the world, but that you be the witness in the world. So that means that he gave us some power. He gave us some power to do some things. But, you know, they almost extinct now, the signs and the wonders that should follow them. They almost extinct because we don't have a prayer life. We're not consecrated. We are not sanctified. That means set apart. And this new year come in, I belong to the Church of God in Christ, which my father was a superintendent in, so I'm still joined into that church where I was born in it. As they song say, you can't join it, you got to be born in it.
That's it.
And I'm naturally born in it, and I'm spiritually born in it. So we're looking for greater things this year. We're praying, and we consecrating our life for 22 days out of the first month of January that comes down from our presiding bishop. We have a new bishop Bishop Drew Shear, and he's taking over from Bishop Blake. And I have a wonderful pastor, administrative assistant Alan Evans, that I love, you know, and First Lady Shanetta Evans. My church is called Open Door Church of God in Christ. My former church was Redeemed Church of God in Christ. And my father's church was East Verner Church of God in Christ. So that's all I know.
God in Christ.
You know, this is all I know. And I have a foundation that my dad, when seeing him preach, that I was just a drummer boy. That's all I started out. Sister, you put me, I just love music, you know.
Yes.
You put that stick in my hand, and I'm going to shout on them drums. And as they say, I like to shout music. You know, I love when the saints go in and they holy dance. That was the epic part of the service, the high part. This was the thing where it just means that I get to do something. You know, it wasn't. It's no such thing as a good bench member. You call out to love each other. If you can't just love each other, you got to get off that bench.
Yeah.
Ain't no neutral saint. You know, it's no such thing as a neutral saint. He told you to talk to your neighbors, talk to your family members, because we all got family members that we trying to reach.
Yes.
And you have this broadcast that is epic, you know, for our generation now, because my granddaughters, 5, 6, 3, 4, they got phones, they on the internet.
Yeah.
They on this TikTok. They on all these other programs
and
platforms.
Spotify.
You have the greatest platform right now. And I thank you and Apostle Cecilia and Mother Tony and all the supporters, Margo and them brothers,
yes,
them dynamic prophet and apostle brothers that don't mind dancing. I look at them, they just dancing. They, you know, they love praising God.
It's
and that's what it's all
God.
About.
Yes.
The last conversation we had, we talked about where we receive a message, where the preacher receive a message by going in the bathroom, and the towel dispensary spoke to him. It says motion activated. So that meant that no towels come out unless you what? Wave your hands up under
it.
And a lot of bathrooms are made like that so you don't have to touch anything. The soap dispenser says just hold your hand up under it. That's a faith call. We shouldn't be in church sitting there looking at everybody, how they dress and what they wearing, and only get excited when somebody else shouting.
Yeah.
And they get their best and then they dance in. Motion activating God. God said when the praises go up,
the
blessings
come down.
Up.
That's it.
Wave your hand up under there and get your blessings. And we want people to see our light shine. We're a city that sits on a hill. We shouldn't be in the closet. My first job was with the city of Detroit, and I had my briefcase coming to work. And get on my desk, and someone called me out and said, "Oh, you a closet saint." I said, "Huh?" He said, you don't talk about, you just come to work and you pull out your books of study and you quiet." And I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And all of a sudden it hit on me like, okay, everybody's coming out the closet. So why don't I come out the closet? We don't have to wear a sign on our back like the Pharisees who like to open. We want to let people know that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened.
That's it. The best thing.
Isn't that right,
the
though?
The best thing, yeah.
If it wasn't for him,
well,
we wouldn't have no joy. We wouldn't have no peace.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have no love for each other.
Yeah, what would we be?
We would be lost.
Yeah.
We would be lost in God in the darkness. Because you have a light, and I have a light. Oh, my gosh. You know what else? He preserves his faith. We just like good jam in a jar where the mother used to make them peaches.
Yes, the preserve.
We preserve the sweetness of it. You know what else he does?
What's that?
He ain't pull up our tears when we cry.
That's it.
You know, that means that he looks on us. He hears our prayer. If you don't have a prayer life, I'm going to tell anybody that. You don't have no power.
Yes.
You got a relationship with God first. But that means that he got to speak to you through his word, and you got to be ready to hear his voice. You got to be able to know when, where to move, and how to move. And this is what we're missing today. Oh, I'm going downtown today, and then I'm going to Chicago then. No, let God let you know when it's ready, when it's time, when it's favorable.
Yes.
We're people of favor.
That's
God
it.
Has put
That's
favor
it.
On our life.
That's it.
And we should go beyond his will.
That's
you know,
it.
We are in the will of God.
That's it.
But it's so easy to get out of his will.
That's it.
Because we don't do it ourselves.
That's it.
Don't think. Let God do it.
That's it.
Stop. Lean not into thy own what?
Understanding.
And all thy ways acknowledge him.
That's it.
He shall direct thy path.
Ask him. You know, earlier before Tony was able to let me know that she was able for me to invite her to get you on, I was talking about a post that Mother Tony had put on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like breaking a generational curse.
Yeah.
Because earlier I was saying that we got to go back into prayer, because a lot of times when we pray for our youth, we think about the arm babies, the lap babies, the babies that we're holding hands with. And I couldn't pull it up on my phone, but Stan pulled it up on here. It says, quit yelling at your kids before they go to bed and expect them to sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
It says, quit yelling at your kids in the morning right after they wake up before school and expect them to have a good day.
It says,
set the tone for your children. You set the tone for your voice that they will hear always. Remember, that they will hear always, remember, in their head. You become their inner voice. Don't be their inner critic. And the last part says, speak life, speak love, speak bravery and kindness and hope. Speak wisdom and truth. But most of all, listen to your children.
Yeah. And, you know, that's so true.
Yeah.
I have Amber here. Amber, come say hi to your son. I'm using her for a perfect example. Say hi.
Hey, Amber.
Hello.
How you doing, baby?
Hi.
That's good.
Hi.
God bless you, babe.
You too.
Now, her daughters are in Zoom, you know, home schooling.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I hear her, and I'll be saying, like, no, you can't. You know, the Bible said, with love and kindness have I drawn.
That's it.
We didn't get hollered at. We didn't get, you know, the child is taking a little longer to learn her multiplication. You cannot beat it in them. You have to be patient with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to know that you love them enough that you want them to learn.
Take time.
Not that you pounding it in. You can do this. What's wrong? You can't tell them that they're stupid. You can't say you know better. You know, you want the best for them. So you have to let them know that it will come in time.
You have to find a way that works for them.
Yeah.
With me and Apostle Black when we was growing up. Cecilia can read and get the understanding.
Right.
I'm a kid. I got to look at the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I got to study
mm-hmm.
it. I got to have hands on. See, everybody don't learn the same way, so you can't teach everybody the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, you
right.
can't beat it in them. You know, people forget that, like even Amber is your grown daughter, but yet she's still your baby.
That's right.
That's still your youth. You're still teaching her how to teach her child. So, you know, we think about when we were kids, we was growing up. I remember you used to drive up to Chicago every weekend to hang out with me and Cecilia.
Went to
prom.
program I ever went to. I didn't go to home program.
But you made sure you was there for us.
Yeah.
That we didn't have to worry about nobody putting us in a position. You know what happens on the prom and all that. You made sure you was there for us. And I, when I think about it, and I thought about it, it was the way your mom got to come up with you to see our mom. And we was out doing our thing. Our mamas was at home praying.
Yeah. And you know what? She had to trust me to drive my daddy's Cadillac to Chicago. And when she called and she said, "Where Bobby at?" "He's fine." "Where's the car at?"
It's
fine. But she know what type of child she raised it.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing she taught me was, "Can you keep a secret?" Just something that makes me, you know, remember that I'm going to tell you this and I don't want you to tell nobody.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something probably just made up just to see if I was going to
tell
somebody.
That's it. That's
and just to see if I was able to keep a secret. And most of the time, I forget about it anytime. But I couldn't deceive my parents because I knew they lived holy.
Yeah.
They had a light that they knew when you were stepping off course.
Bobby, you better not tell on us.
My mother would call me at night and say, "What are you doing, boy?
Mm-hmm.
Why you ain't at work? I'm a grown man now. Your voice ain't sounding right, so I'm finna send your brother and sister over there and check on you."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Mom, I'm grown." And that's the, you know, they knocking on the door. Mama sent us.
Yeah.
What they call that when they send the police to your house?
A well-being check. Yeah.
So, and we need it today for a spiritual checkup.
Yeah.
You know.
That's it, Margo. Yeah. We need it. Go ahead.
If we don't have somebody like you checking on us, I know Ella Brown used to pray. He used to pray. Ella Brown still prays.
That's it.
We're going to pray before this over.
That's it.
Because we want people to experience the power of prayer.
That's it.
And know that it's still in effect. You can still be healed.
That's it.
So, you're going to be healed after this prayer.
You better say
even financially, God is pulling down strongholds
mm-hmm.
that the devil meant to bind us and have us bound. But you know what? He's loosening the shackles and letting the captives go free.
Yes.
We are loosened from them bounds.
Yes.
This is a revolutionary move of God this year. We done went through a pandemic. He done kept us.
That's it.
So we have this power that we can speak to the Father.
And
we're the sons of God. We have been authorized to call him Abba, Abba, which just means Father, Father.
Yes.
So we got a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And we have to be ready because, see, people are looking for a way to the Lord.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're teaching them, no, you can come over here. God, hear my prayer. But you got to know that you know that you know. Ain't that how we was taught? You got to know that you know that you know that God hears your prayer. We're teaching people how to have a personal relationship with God because, see, everybody want to go over here. Well, you know, I did this and I did that. Uh-huh. Well, Jesus had 12 disciples with him. And I don't think the 12 of them did the same thing.
No,
I think everybody has something different. But he was letting you know it's no sin too big or too small that if you for real about getting by it, getting over it, repenting from it, that he won't bring you out of it.
Exactly.
You know, because I look at it, like you said, how we grew up. We was just children. We was poor, but we didn't know we was poor.
Right.
Because God had blessed us so. Minister Margo and Mother Tony and Prophet Antoine and Pastor Servant Troy Thomas and even our cousin, Minister Lawrence from Milwaukee, that's Uncle Bucky's great-grandson. You know what I'm saying? We are in situations where we know where we come from. We are the third generation.
Right.
Our children are the fourth generation, and we're here to see the fifth and the sixth generation. So when we're looking at, when we're teaching our family how to pray and we're teaching other people how to see we pray and we pray openly and honestly, what do you say? Go into all the highways and byways.
Yeah.
We're not hiding that we love the Lord and we serve the Lord. We're not hiding that we can pray, want to pray, and will pray. We're not hiding that. We're teaching people how to come out, get on your knees and give the best prayer you can, even if the prayer is, God, I don't even know how to pray.
Right.
Teach me how to pray. Because when you go openly and honestly, God know how to deal with you then.
You know what Jesus said to the disciples?
Go ahead.
They went to and said that the lunatic, we couldn't do anything with him. His son, this man came and told to Jesus that he hurt himself, he's fallen, and the disciple went to Jesus and said, why we couldn't do this? And he called him old faithless generation.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a grain of
faith of a mustard seed.
Mustard seed. You can say to this mountain, be ye moved into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means, his disciples was lacking faith.
That's it.
They that efficient, that they were depleted, because being with Jesus, sometimes being with the master, you don't need your faith. You got to have faith in him.
That's it.
People are using all the miracles from his father. When he left, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter.
A comforter.
And for what reason? So you have faith enough.
That's it.
The worst I do, you're going to do greater work.
That's it.
We have to be able to do greater works and follow in his footsteps.
Yes.
So that means that our children going to be looking at our life. They can tell you when you're walking right.
Won't a kid call you out? As Apostle Sandra Thomas' son, Freddie, say, Mama, they ain't doing nothing. A kid will call you out and say, you playing.
Listen, my pastor teaches us that if a preacher get up and his wife sitting in the audience and not moving, something wrong.
If his wife's not moving, woo, she's telling you it's only at church, ain't nothing at home.
She looking at her watch like, well, I'm just praying for this nigga to get through.
I know, that's right. Oh, my God. That was, you know what? That was powerful. She need to put something on her door before he go out. Motion activated. That is
my wife
so true.
Look
at, not these, but I'm
going to the floor. And then take them to the altar.
That's
and then
it.
We can shout all over again.
Baby, look. You know what? We have to really come to a point in this walk with God to say, out of all the things I can do, I can read the word and get an understanding. I can go to church and listen to the word and get an understanding. I can look at TV for the different programs and get an understanding.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
I get on my knees and get a real relationship with God because of prayer and fasting and guidance and trusting the Lord, I am going to really get an understanding.
You know, it's a privilege.
Yes.
When Jesus was crucified, the wall of petition that we usually had to go to the priest, and the priest had to go into the
sacrifices
the
and stuff.
Holies of holies,
mm-hmm.
and he had to put a bell on his foot, because if he ain't living right, they had to put a rope around him and tie him and pull him up, because he wasn't living anything.
That's it. So as long as they heard the bell.
The prayer that he prayed only worked for a little bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
but when Jesus went to the cross, that veil was split from top to bottom to show that could no man split that veil. Now we have access to the throne. I don't need no priest telling me three Hail Marys and turn around five times. Do the hop and spill.
Put one foot in and take it one foot out. One foot in and shake it all about. Yeah, we have to do that. You know, that remind me, I gave this testimony about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago we was going to, it was No Cross, No Crown at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor, which was Fred Thomas, Apostle Sandra Thomas, was the next lady at the time. And we was having service, and we was praying, and we was worshiping. And as I was praying and worshiping, I began to open my eyes to bask in the glory of God, and the room was filled with smoke.
Wow, that glory.
And I had never seen that before, but it didn't scare me. I just, I understood I was in a place of holiness.
Yeah.
And that let me know then that God heard my prayer.
Yeah.
God received my worship, because people don't really understand when we say, when you get a relationship with God and you have a for real relationship with God, you going to know it. You going to know it, because God is going to allow, God's going to allow you into some, to a place you've never received or never been, and you won't be scared when you're there.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm asking for us to do, those that's listening on Facebook Live now, or those that's going to be listening on a replay, for those that's listening on Blog Talk Live or going to hear it in the archives, I want us to know we can get into a place in God that when once you pray, you don't say, God, I hope you heard me. You say, God, it is what it is. There you go, God. And I receive your, God, I receive your way. Give me the will to accept what you say. Give me the will to accept what you allow. And go on about your business, because you know God heard your prayer.
That's right.
You can't pray and wonder, oh, I hope, I wish, I did he hear? You got to get in a place in God that you know.
And you know what? He honors. He honors his word.
It can't come back void.
You can bring his word to him and say, you said in your word.
That's it.
Not shall be open.
That's it.
No, and seek shall find.
Mm-hmm.
If I call, you will answer me before I call.
That's it.
And,
that's it.
And you have to remind him of his word and bring it back to him. You in good hands.
That's
it. If we lack the understanding of his word, we can even ask him for more understanding, more wisdom, and knowledge of his word. But if you have faith and believe in it, it's already done.
That's so true. That's so true.
He knows what you stand in need of before you even ask.
That is so true.
That's how much he loves us. And all we got to do is remind him what his words say.
Yeah.
I give it to him. You said we will be healed. You said this. And so I don't have no problems. I can rebuke a headache. Most people be suffering with headaches, and that's a mad new thing. I got a headache. Don't tell me you got a headache and you can't get that off. I don't want to hear that.
Right.
I got a toothache. Oh, my God. I've been suffering all week with a migraine. You better rebuke it.
Right. Especially if you're going to have to, especially when you have to minister.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
yeah.
Everything hurt you. I got so sleepy today, right before the minute. I said, no. I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm not going to go lay down, because it'll be my fault when I lay down. I ain't going to do what I got to do. I hadn't been looking on Facebook. I decided to look on Facebook. I saw Mother Tony's invite, her little message. And then I looked at something else on one of my memories. And it said for today's date, a year ago, it says what to read on certain days. So today's lesson was this, Lamentations 3 and verse 22 and 23, that says, it is of the Lord mercies that we are not consumed, because he has compassion, fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Exactly.
And I said, God, great is your faithfulness, great is our faithfulness, because we know that your mercies are new every morning. And if we can stay in your presence, if we can just do what we need to do to keep ourselves focused on you and not lose focus, you will find yourself praying. I be praying so much that when I'm trying to go to sleep at night and I can't sleep, I remember what the saints told us when we was young. They said, just start saying, Jesus, 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 or start reading the Bible, or start praying. I tell you, when I start praying, I go to sleep right away.
Exactly.
I go to sleep right away. And
if you have trouble, yeah.
That's how powerful sleep, I mean, prayer is. You know, and I hear people say things like, this about Jesus, this about God. Okay, my thing is, why are you mad?
Yeah, yeah.
You believe what
yeah.
you believe. My belief shouldn't be hurting you. But if you mad because I believe in Jesus, I didn't see you get mad when I believed that the Bears was going to take the championship, and they didn't. I didn't see you get mad at that. But you mad at me because I want to bring up Jesus. Don't worry about mine. You do what you do, and I'm going to do what I do. I got evidence that mine's work.
I got evidence.
That's it. That's it. I got evidence.
Confidence. And I got confidence.
That's it. And
you know,
that's one thing I love. Bobby, we got to pray because my title tonight was talking about and God's prayer for protection and guidance. Now, we
yeah.
told people about how God would guide you. Now, we just need to pray for protection, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to please lead us in prayer.
Sure.
I want us to pray for the young people, the youth,
sure.
Family, husbands, wives, you know. Whatever, I'm going to even ask for those that's listening in on Blog Talk to join in with us on prayer tonight because this, I'm not going to say this city because Bobby's in Detroit. Detroit is going through what we're going through, and we both going through, Chicago and Detroit is going through what everyone else in the world is going through. People are desperate. People are devastated. People are hungry. But a lot of them don't realize what they're hungry for. They want something. They need something. They just don't know where to go because of all the noise.
Yeah.
For all the noise. We're going to pray for peace.
Yeah.
You know, a peace of mind. We got to pray for peace over the people.
Yeah.
So would you do that for us?
Yeah. First I want to say, the Bible says that if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing we have to do is repent of our sins.
Okay.
And before I start praying, I want to pray for those that need repentance, that
yeah.
need to come back to God. Don't have pride
yes.
or be too proud to know that when you did wrong,
yes.
He is up your back. And
yes,
he
God.
Met the backslider. That's
Amen.
What we grew up on.
Amen.
And for that cause, we bow our knees and our hearts right now, and say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
Thank you for,
being such a loving God. Not only are you powerful, not only are you loving, but you're a sacrificial God. You gave your only son
yeah.
down on the cross for our sins. And for that reason, I just say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the blood that you shed
thank
on Calvary.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us shelter from the cold.
Thank
for
you.
Clothes on the back, for shoes on our feet, for food on our table. Lord, I thank you for your angels that kept round about us. I thank you, Lord, because you didn't let us fall by the wayside,
yes.
but you kept us with our mind. Who
yes.
mind has stayed on you, you will keep them in perfect peace.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we bind the enemy right now.
Right now.
We say, Satan, take your hands off of God's
yes.
people. Reclaim the backslider. Save our loved ones.
Yes.
Lord, heal right now.
Right now, God.
Let your virtue flow right now.
Right now, God.
Touch those that are listening right now.
Yes,
even
God.
Those that's in the hospital, Lord.
Yes,
those
God.
That feel forgotten about.
Yes.
God, touch marriages and bring them back
Hallelujah.
Together. God, heal that man. Heal that
yes,
woman.
God.
Heal that child. Give them another chance
Hallelujah.
To live. Day by day, Lord, let our love for you grow and grow and grow.
Yes.
Let us get a deeper understanding of your will.
Yes.
Keep us with a mind to do your will.
Yes.
Keep us in the center of your will.
Yes.
In the center of your will, we have joy.
Mm.
Let us find the peace of God that passes all understanding.
Hallelujah.
God, we love you, Lord. We was raised with a family that worships you, and we praise you as this generation get ready to pass. And a new generation, we ask that you would touch our children.
Yes.
Touch our children's children. Let them know about the love of God. Let them know about sanctification. Know that thou art a holy God.
Yes.
There's no foolishness in me. God, we know that you're real.
Yes.
We know that you're coming back soon.
Yes.
Help us ready. Help us to be ready. Help us to be ready.
Yes, God. Be ready.
Let us walk confident that you are purposely calling us. Let us not just staggering about knowing which way to go, but you have gave us a direction to where we should follow your word. Let us be more adept to read your word. Let us be more of a carrier of your word, a doer of your word, just a listener. But we want to be more doers of your word.
Yes,
help us, Lord. Help us to walk purposefully as you command us to walk. Help us, Lord, to be the light that sits on the hill. Help us, Lord, to be the one that you are called and chosen to do, to preach the gospel, Lord. You said greater is he that's in us than is he that's in the world.
Yes,
so our words should be greater.
Greater.
We should preach the greatness, Lord. Your words shall be powerful in us. We'll walk in the authority of you, Lord. Thank you for your love.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your outstretched hand. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for choosing us. Oh, God, we thank you and bless your name, Lord.
Bless
your holy name.
We
worship you and adore you, Lord.
Yes.
We love you today.
Yes.
We love you today, Lord.
Yes,
we love you today, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's none nowhere. There's none like you nowhere.
None.
Help us, Lord. Help our families, Lord. Help them to find you before it's too late.
Mm.
Help them, Lord. Touch their mind. Don't let them have any rest until they say, what must I do to be saved? Let them run to the cross and say, I want to be saved. I want more of him, less of me. Let us deny the flesh, Lord. Let us walk in the spirit of truth and righteousness, your righteousness, your holiness. God, we say yes to your will.
Yes, God.
Yes, be the way.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to obey.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for this broadcast.
Thank you.
For the souls that are being touched right now.
Hallelujah.
Heal and touch your people.
Yes.
Somebody needs healing right now.
Hallelujah.
Touch the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Look at the conditions in their body.
Mm.
And you made them, Lord, and you can heal them now. Dissolve tumors. Dissolve cancer. Rebuke sickle cell and lupus. Rebuke high blood pressure. To the diabetes. Rebuke heart attacks and stroke.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Name
rebuke
of Jesus.
Arthritis, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We come against anything that stands in the way of serving you, Lord. We come against the enemy, Lord, that don't want this broadcast. But we're going to tell it anyway.
Yes.
And we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God, let the blood of suffering, the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Say to the Lord, rebuke you.
Yes.
Take your hands off my children.
Yes.
Take your hands off of our church.
Lord,
take our hands off the people of God.
Yes.
Let them go in the name
of Jesus.
The,
name of
the blood prevails today.
Yes.
The blood has power today.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood today over this broadcast. Every member of this broadcast. Every person that's in the leadership in this broadcast.
Yes.
Touch them now, Lord. Let their hearts be gladly to serve you.
Yes.
Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in that sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And we say yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I ask God right now to cover you, Elder Bobby, cover your household, cover your wife, cover your children, your grandchildren. God, give them every need that they need. God, meet every need that they have. God, we just ask you right now to continue to be God in their life. Continue to open their heart. That those that's in the house, God, continually touch them. I'm asking them to continue to seek after God with all, everything you got. Seek after God. Don't give up. Stay focused. No matter what it looks like. No matter what it sounds like. No matter what it appears. God will not forget about you. For his faithfulness is still there.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Is there anyone on Blog Talk would like to touch and agree with us or pray with us also before we end the program?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. This is Cecilia. Can you hear me? I will pray a quick prayer if you're if time allows.
Yes, go ahead. Can you hear Bobby?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. I agree with every prayer that's already been prayed. I thank you that the power and the yoke-destroying anointing of God has already gone forth. God, I thank you for your word. For Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children, and the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just. So we thank you for the inheritance. We thank you for what we're leaving to our children. God, we thank you that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And God, that you're protecting our children, that you're protecting our elders, that you're protecting our marriages. God, you're protecting our family. You're protecting our friends. You're protecting the churches. You're protecting the ministries. God, you're protecting the people. And we thank you, God, that you're making us rich, not only rich in the financial arena, God, but rich in your glory, rich in your faith, rich in your peace, rich in your rest. God, we thank you for the heart that you've given us. We thank you for we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you. God, we thank you that you've given us a heart and a mind and a want us that will cause us to want to seek you, want to seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us. Thank you for adding our joy. Thank you for adding our peace. God, thank you for adding our wholehearted worship, God. For the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Father God, even as Elder has already pleaded, we plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus over the doorposts of our hearts, the blood of Jesus over the doorposts of our home, the blood of Jesus over our mind, the blood of Jesus over every fiber of our total being. God, we thank you for the redeeming blood. We thank you for the cleansing blood. God, we thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you even for going into those cardiovascular systems, God, and healing your people. We thank you for going into the respiratory systems of your people and you're healing them, God. We thank you for there's no organ, there's no orifice, there's nothing in our bodies, whether it's in our lymphatic system, our digestive system, reproductive system, our musculoskeletal system, our skin, God, whatever it is already healed, is whole, and it's blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk before we end the program that want to pray? Okay, well, since there's no one else on Blog Talk that want to pray, they probably caught up. And those of you that's on Facebook, I thank you all for joining in. If you have anything you want to say, you can type in, as Minister Margo say, amen. So we just want to say thank you all for joining in on tonight. I thank Elder Bobby Brown so much.
It's been a pleasure.
I thank him because when I called him and asked him, he said yes. He didn't say, well, get back to me. He didn't say, I'll think about it. You know, I thought about when we were kids and we would call and say, Bobby, you coming to see us? He would say yes. Or he would just show up. And I thank him for, even his wife, thank you, Tony, for being there as his cheerleading squad. And I thank you for seeing a way for us to put the faith in the place and we gave God the victory because, like I tell people all the time, there's a way. We was taught a song as we was young. There's no way around them. You can't go over them. You can't go under them, and you can't go by them. You got to come through Jesus to get to God. So with that being said, please come back on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear our very own Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser by calling in to 310-861-2354. She does not do Facebook at this time, but please support her with Blog Talk. Again, that number is 310-861-2354. And this Monday coming up is the second Monday of the month of January. That will be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas month, but I don't know if Pastor Troy will be able to speak with us because he did have open heart surgery, and we're going to see what God has him to do, if he's going to have someone fill in for him. But we're going to keep Pastor Troy in prayer because we know that God is going to heal him, deliver him, and make him whole. And that will be at 8 p.m. on Monday evening. Next Friday, Prophet Antoine has already told me that he's not going to be able to do the service because of prior engagement. So next Friday is the second Friday, which will be his Friday. But I will be covering for him on the second Friday of February, and I'm going to see what God says because we will be praying again. We're going to pray throughout this month because we're starting the year off dedicating it in our lives, prayer in our lives, back to God, where we need to be in his presence. And that will be Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with that being said, before I give you our final scripture that we follow by, I'm going to let the Elder Bobby know that he will be in final words. So once you speak, the program will be over. So our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Pastor, I know you said elder, but Pastor Bobby Brown, I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart for being available and willing to help us keep God first.
Yeah.
And put the call of prayer warriors out that we need them. So thank you. And you, please, you have the last words, whatever you want to share with us.
Psalm 34 said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
That's it.
Stop praising. Don't stop blessing the Lord. And don't stop living holy. You be blessed. Y'all all help me in your prayers as I pray for you. And I love you dearly. Sincerely.
We love you. Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Blog Talk.